Hey everyone, and welcome to the first edition of 3030 of 2016. Happy New Year to everyone who's attended, and thank you to everyone who has attended today. Now we're going to talk about a couple of things that are going on in the industry. Two bigger things that have happened, that really affect everyone. That's the new algorithm update that happened over the weekend, as well as a little bit of an update from a Panda standpoint. So we're going to do something a little bit out of the ordinary. I'm going to jump right into it because we only have 30 minutes, and I think we're going to have a lot of questions at the end. So what we're going to be covering today is two things that I think are a big deal. Now, a lot of people may say that this is just, Google doing a thing, but regardless, I think this is something that everyone needs to know about that happened. They're my two oh snap moments of the month, and that is that there was a core algorithm over the weekend. Also, Panda now being part of the core algorithm is very interesting, so I definitely want to talk about that and kind of talk through some questions that people may have surrounding that, because I know that there's a lot of confusion around what this actually was and what this actually entails. With that said, we're also going to talk about the Google My Business API that launched last month, Facebook Professional Services feature, also the new AMP pages that are rolling out next month to everybody, and I'm also going to make some 2016 predictions. So let's jump right into the core of it. So over last weekend, there was a core algorithm update that Google confirmed. This was much in the vein of the last quality update that happened back in May. And what this was is basically a broad update of the core Hummingbird algorithm. What does that affect? It affects many things. There isn't a list of factors that it affects, isn't a list of sites that it affects or industries it affects. It actually just kind of broadly affects everybody because it affects the main algorithm that Google employs. So it kind of has a broad sweep of things. Now, there has been a lot of confusion around this because people are saying that, was this just another Phantom update? People are saying that the Penguin 4.0 real-time update has happened. This was an update or a refresh of Panda. It was none of these things. To be honest with you, it's probably closest to the Phantom updates, which actually are in tandem or pretty much the quality updates that happen. But one thing that I can confirm for you, and I know there have been a lot of questions around this and a lot of concern around this was not a Panda refresh. This was not a Penguin refresh. So if you have been affected by Panda or Penguin, this is not the time that you're going to start to see these things come out of it. Really what this was just a core algorithm update, and they have dubbed it a major one. According to John Weller over at Google, it was a major update. Now, a lot of people are going to be asking themselves, so how is this affecting me? How is this affecting my site? If you look back at the quality update that happened in May, you'll see that there were just broad ranking shifts. Now, about 3 weeks ago here at Conductor, we started to see, and you start to see in the chatter of the forums and things like that, people talking about a lot of these different things happening, a lot of different rankings shifting up and down, and what's going on, what's happening, what should I do? And to be honest with you, there's nothing specific that you should do. If you saw positive rank movement, that's great. That means everything that you've been doing from a content perspective has been working in your favor. If you saw no movement whatsoever, that's actually considered a good thing too, in my opinion. Again, this is my opinion, sometimes maintaining through these major algorithm updates is, kind of an okay place to be, because on the other side of the fence, what is there? There is you being negatively affected by these things, which a lot of people were. We did see a lot of negative movement around different types of industries. Again, this did not affect one particular industry altogether. I am sure we will see in the near future a winners and losers list from this update, as we did from the last quality update. So really, from your standpoint, if you saw an uptick in traffic, that's good. If you didn't see any movement really and you just kind of maintained, you should also view that as a good thing. And if you saw a negative, a little bit of a negative trend after this, that's unfortunate, but at the end of the day, things are going to happen and you just got to keep moving forward. You got to keep your site up to Google's standards, up to Google's guidelines, and you should continue down the path of what you're doing. Now, a lot of people will probably say, but if I'm doing what I'm doing and it's not working and I'm being negatively affected by these types of updates, what should I do? At that standpoint, you really should take a step back and you should look at what your program is, kind of entails. What types of activities are you doing? Are you actively creating content? Are you actively optimizing that content? Do you have a center of excellence within your organization around SEO? Should you get SEO optimization strategies into your process? If you have some of these things in place, then that's great. You should continue to do that. If you don't, then maybe you should start thinking about that. Because really, at the end of the day, if you stay within Google's guidelines, you should at least maintain through these types of algorithm updates. Now, with that said, where the major confusion around what happened this weekend lies is around the Panda aspect of it. Now, we've already received a few emails from people saying this was not a Panda refresh. That is correct. This was not a refresh to the Panda algorithm. We just want to make that clear. This, if you were affected negatively by Panda in the past, this was not a refresh of that filter of that algorithm. This was just Panda being assimilated into the core algorithm, which is really cool, actually. And a lot of people have a lot of different opinions on this, and that's okay. But in my opinion, certainly this SEO's opinion, I think this is a very good thing for everyone moving forward. And it shows that Google is sticking to their word on, moving towards having all of these things in real time. Now, we know Penguin 4 is going to be coming out soon, the real-time version of Penguin, in the next, my guess in the next few months. I think by the end of Q1, it was supposed to happen in 2015, but they pushed it back due to the holidays. So I think we will see that that real-time algorithm happen within the next few months. But Panda becoming part of the core algorithm is a good thing, in my opinion, and here is why. First off, I believe that, anything that lives outside the main algorithm was always meant to ultimately become part of the main algorithm. Anyone on the phone who doesn't know what the difference between Panda and Penguin is, Panda affects the content on your site. So if you have thin content, duplicative content, spun content, any other, adjective in front of the word content, then that is what will ding you for these. And normally you see site-wide type of penalties, even though there have been instances where there are page-specific, but really normally you see site-wide algorithmic type penalties with Panda. And Penguin affects your backlinks. And your backlinks are if you're doing an active link-building campaign and you're not necessarily sticking within guidelines that are set, even though Google does not condone link-building in any way, shape, or form, really, they say if you are going to do it, you have to make it look natural. Do it in the right way, make friends in the industry, try to, talk to other people, get your name out there, have articles on other sites, and then kick that back and forth between friends. But from that standpoint, that's the difference between the two. Now, this moving into part of the core algorithm, the Panda algorithm, is really interesting to me. I think, number one, it's interesting that Google admitted this, and really announced it. I think that's why they announced this algorithm update at all. Normally, I know a lot of people on the phone know that in the past, Google, normally lets these things kind of fall under that phantom, umbrella. There have been a few phantom updates over the years where we've seen massive shifts in rankings across several different industries, and Google doesn't announce that anything happened. I think Google is getting better at that over time. I think they're letting their guard down a little bit because the algorithm is getting better and more advanced over the years. I think they like showing that off. And to be honest with you, here they're saying that we took something that, Panda was introduced back in 2012. To help fight low-quality content in their algorithm. It has since then had somewhere between 28 and 30 iterations of it so far. From there, they're showing that they are continuously updating this and taking care of it and now have made it part of their core algorithm. is them sticking to their word, telling us that ultimately Panda will become part of the day-to-day processing of the algorithm. Now, this is a good thing because, as we all know, Panda and Penguin require manual data pushes, as do core algorithm updates, but at the end of the day, Google's core algorithm works in real time. It's processing things in real time. We know that it introduced a new item into the algorithm called Rank Brain, several months ago. That is now their, machine learning artificial intelligence that is processing the way that we search in real time. So why have they not done this yet? It's because that they've been trying to get it right. And I think that them assimilating Panda into the main algorithm, again, that was the update that's happening here, that Panda was assimilated into the main algorithm. There was not a refresh of Panda, but this is important for everybody to know because this is something that affects everybody that is within Google's index, because this new version of the core algorithm is going to start moving towards processing our sites with the Panda filter algorithm installed in real time. And that is a good thing for everyone running an SEO campaign moving forward. Waiting, if you got hit by Panda, at least Panda used to update, somewhat regularly. You'd see it once a quarter, or at least once every 6 months, right? Until now, we have not seen a refresh. And, we're probably waiting about 14, 15 months at this point. So my guess is that this is a step towards the next Panda refresh. And ultimately, when the real-time version of Penguin launches, sometime in the near future, we know that that's happening, sometime in the real future. So make sure that you're paying attention to your backlinks. We're going to know that that's going to happen soon. And this is going to be a good thing for all people running an SEO program moving forward, not just SEOs, not just technical SEOs, not just casual SEOs, not just corporate SEO programs. This is going to be good for everybody because it makes it more of a fair playing field. Because if you got hit by the last Penguin update, you are still waiting for that, right? You're still waiting to come out of that all this time later because they have not had another manual data push since the last update, which was a very long time ago. Once these things move into real time, and that's what all these things are, Google moving everything into real time, then it's a little bit more of a fair playing field where we're going to have the ability to, if you get hit, it's unfortunate, but at least you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait a year to come out of it. Because that's really the main concern with these two things is that you have to wait all this time to make things right again. And so, with that said, those are the two major things that happened. And a lot of people may say this wasn't that major of an update. In my opinion, it was because it affects everybody. And this is stuff that you guys need to know about and need to prepare for. So right now, Panda being a part of the core algorithm is a big deal because it's another step closer to Panda being in real time, which is a good thing for everyone who has a content program and an SEO program. Now, what you're thinking right now is what I'm thinking, that we now know that Penguin is going to be coming next. That's going to be the next thing. No one even knew that this was going to happen with Panda. So Penguin is definitely next. What are you doing to prepare yourself for that? So make sure that you have someone paying attention to your backlink profile, maybe even do an audit and see what's going on, and maybe it's time to start looking there and saying, hey, does our backlink profile look a little shady? Do we need to do a few things? That's up to you to decide. But, you should definitely get a tool or something that can at least give you an idea of where you stand, because once the new Penguin update hits, you're going to see either, you'll see one of three things. You'll see an uptick, you'll maintain, or you'll go down. And you want to, we all want to avoid going down, right? So that's definitely something to keep in, that's definitely something to keep in mind going forward. But again, just to recap very quickly, there was a major core algorithm update over the weekend, according to Google. Then there was also an announcement about the Panda algorithm being assimilated into the core algorithm. This is not me telling you that there was a refresh of Panda or a refresh of Penguin. This is simply saying that there was a core algorithm update that affected a large amount of people, absolutely. But also, Panda being assimilated into the main algorithm is going to be a good thing for us moving forward because this is another step towards it going into real time. Okay, so that's the main, that's the major things, and even though that technically we usually cover the last, you know, the previous month, we had to cover that today because this is something that everyone should know about, whether or not you think it's a big deal or you don't think it's a big deal. To me, this is something that's going to affect everyone. It's what everyone's talking about in the industry, so you should know about it. So what else is going on? Maybe some other things, you know, outside of these, a lot of these things. So very cool thing for people who have a local presence, you know, brick and mortar stores. Google finally launched their Google My Business API, which is going to make people and companies who have multiple locations are very happy, or should make them very happy. As we all know, you know, Google My Business and really just Google, you know, business listings in general have come in many forms over the years, right? First, it was, you know, part of Google Maps. Then it was part of Google Plus. Then it was its own platform. Now it's kind of back into Google. You know, it keeps moving around. There's all these different ways that they like showing these things. First, there's 7 listings. Now there's only 3 listings. You know, what can you do? You know, I have 1,500. Locations, you know, even though I have 20 locations, I, you know, it's very hard to manage these things because you have to go in and you have to manually do it. I don't have the resources. Here, this is just Google doing a really good thing for local businesses and businesses with brick and mortar locations. Here, this is an API that you can, you know, you can pull from and you can feed to, and basically you can update all of your information in mass. So you'd no longer have to go into each individual location or hire a company, bring on another platform to manage it. This makes these types of things much more manageable. This is a good thing that everyone should really think about looking into. If you haven't heard about it or you haven't looked into it yet, I would say that now would be the time to start looking into it and see how you can integrate it into your day-to-day and into your process, because this is going to make your life a lot easier. There's full documentation here in developers.google.com/mybusiness. Go look at it. If you have a development team, have them go look at it. See if it's something that makes sense for you. But at the end of the day, this is just something that makes managing multiple locations easier. So it's just something that everyone should take part in if you do it, or at least check out. I'm not telling you have to use it. It's not going to give you a ranking boost. It's not going to do anything like that. But it's definitely something that will make your life a little bit easier. So what's next? The next thing is actually something really interesting, and I believe it was Barry Sullivan who kind of stumbled across this, and it was one of his articles that I saw this on Search Engine Land, was that Facebook has a unannounced professional services feature. Now, a lot of people, once the chatter started to get going, you know, a lot of people started calling this, a Yelp killer. This is going to be Facebook taking over all local reviews. This is what people are going to start using instead of Yelp. You want my opinion? This is not going to kill Yelp, but it's certainly going to be a new competitor to it. And it's something that if you work in, you know, these types of industries, there's over 85 different businesses so far that you can use. It goes everywhere from taxidermists to electricians to plumbers to restaurants, things of that nature. It uses Facebook's 5-star rating system, so it's something that's familiar to people. But Facebook is definitely putting time into this. And that's what I've found most interesting, that they're putting time and effort and development dollars into this. So to me, that tells me that this is something that they're going to start using. They're going to start using more and more and start putting more and more time into. I wouldn't be surprised if it became a part of their paid, part of their paid program, where you can use these as kind of qualifiers or identifiers for certain areas or certain things that you're trying to do. Either way, it's certainly in the same realm as what Yelp does as far as reviews. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on. If you are in these types of industries, if you have a lot of restaurants, you have a lot of hotels, even if you own a restaurant yourself, right? You know, you don't have to have multiple locations to use this. You should go and make sure that you're in here if it's available to you. It's available to everyone, but if the industry is available to you, you should go and put your business into here, because I have a feeling that we're going to start hearing and seeing a lot more about this in the near future. So, next, a big deal for publishers, really, but really for everyone. The AMP pages, which are the accelerated mobile pages, are rolling out to everyone next month. Now, if you've been joining my webinars up until now, you know that I've actually talked about this several times. And it's something that I'm excited about, and I honestly think that this is going to be the future of, you know, the future of a lot of mobile programs, especially with publishers. And what it is, it's, you know, again, we've gone through this, but next month, it's been in beta until now, next month, everyone is going to have access to accelerated mobile pages, which means if you're a publisher, you should definitely go to the ampproject.org and look into this. What this is, it's very similar to Facebook Instant Articles, where you will Google a certain topic, and if there's news trending or things of that nature, if you have a topic that's relevant to it, a new carousel will pop up on your phone. This is on your mobile phone, and you will be able to click it and access that information instantly without any real load time, because I believe it's pulling from the cache. It's all explained in the ampproject.org. You should go take a look at it. If you're a publisher, this is something that you definitely need to look into and see. If you're not a publisher, the question is, should you use this? Honestly, right now, I think we're going to see a lot of people find interest, new and interesting ways to use this. We're going to leave that to the future to see what happens there. But at the end of the day, I think we're really going to start to see people use this technology in interesting ways. I think you'll be able to use this for blog content, for FAQ content, for really static evergreen content. I can't see it working for, you know, product pages or things like that, because if it's pulling from a cached version or if it's pulling from somewhere that isn't updated in real time or isn't updated somewhat regularly, you might catch outdated prices, outdated information. Again, I don't know yet. I think this is something that time will tell. But if you are a publisher or you work with a publisher, you should definitely at least go and check this out. And again, that's the ampproject.org. It rolls out next month. So, as we near the end, what do I think is going to happen in 2016, right? Really, I think there are four things that will happen. And it's the last stuff we talked about that. This is going to be the year of real-time algorithms. You know, as Google becomes more and more advanced, and even other search engines, and, you know, Bing, DuckDuckGo is actually, you know, is the thing that people are using a lot. You know, as these search engines become more and more advanced, you know, especially Google, you know, we're seeing everything going into real time. Again, this, you know, the assimilation of Panda into the main algorithm, that is definitely a step towards real time. We know Penguin 4 is coming. We know that that's going to be in real time. Are they going to put, you know, is the pigeon, you know, the pigeon algorithm going to move into real time? My guess is eventually their goal is to have one algorithm that controls everything. As Google pieces all these things together, it doesn't want 18 different pieces that it has to update separately. That is not cost effective. That is not developer effective. What it wants to do is have one thing to manage that works harmoniously with one another. So I believe that everything is going to be moving into real time over the course of this year, certainly into the future. I'm not saying every single piece, every single piece of Google's algorithm is going to move into real time this year, but I definitely think we're going to see the big two move into real time this year. And we know Penguin is coming. What else? I believe that AMP pages will become the new standard for mobile, especially for publishers. Again, if you're a publisher, you should be looking into this now. They were in a beta with several different companies, and you know they saw very good results. They saw a very good uptick in traffic. That's why Google rolls these things out to the world. So again, if you are a publisher, you should definitely be looking into this. If you're not a publisher, but maybe you have an extensive blog or any types of static evergreen content, keep your eye on this and see how people start using it. Think of interesting ways to use it yourself. You never know, you could be that trailblazer. Next, we will continue to go faster. In my previous webinars, we talked about a lot of things that Google is doing to make things faster. I believe that Panda assimilating into the core algorithm is another step that will make their algorithm faster and smarter, but also their announcement that they will begin to understand HTTP2 protocol, accelerated mobile pages. The really, you know, I saw such a high amount of emphasis placed on page speed this past year in 2015. It's a lot of the conversations I have with my clients, and a lot of plans had that at the forefront. How do I make my site faster? How do I make this faster? I believe that we will continue to make things faster going forward. And finally, anybody who knows me knows that I believe that Mac Cuts is a hologram that Google created as a scapegoat for all the SEO nonsense that's been going on in the last few years. He's been on sabbatical since 2014. I believe we will see him this year in some role for Google. I would love to see him come back. I enjoyed his blog post quite a bit. He's only blogged a few times in the last years. I always enjoyed his insights. He's a really smart guy. I would love to see him reboot and then turn him back on and see him at a few conferences again. So, Matt, if you're out there, I'd love to see you come back. And that is it. That is what we covered today. Let's get to any questions we have. We have about 8 minutes left, so let's see what everybody has. So, okay, so for non-publishers, do you think AMP is worth the investment? That is a great question. To be honest with you, we kind of touch upon it, but I do want to, it's a good question because it's good to reiterate it, that I believe that it will be in the future. If you're not a publisher, I think any type of content that you have that isn't dynamic or isn't, that isn't dynamic and is evergreen and can actually use, anything that it actually can is definitely something that, you should be looking into. I think it will be worth the investment in time. I think you may have to wait a little bit, unfortunately, to see what happens. But still, with me, I believe it will be worth the investment and will become the standard for static evergreen content in the future. Can you define publisher in this context? Great question. So a publisher is something like HuffPo, Huffington Post, anything that has, Forbes.com, you're a publisher of other people's content, you syndicate other content, but really you're basically, a publisher of online content. My Business API, will this help with the medical profession where there are multiple doctors at one location? That is a great question. I believe it will. You can set up multiple people at one location. Through Google My Business, you've always been able to set up several different technical locations. It just has several different people associated with it. There should be no difference here. You should be able to do this. So definitely look into that, but you definitely should be able, it should be able to help you with medical offices such as that. This is a good question. So Panda being wrapped into the core means that at any time you can suffer a Panda hit as well as recover for a Panda hit, correct? Great question, and the answer is yes. So when Panda goes in, it will be. So right now, Panda still requires manual data pushes. So let me take a step back. I misspoke there. Right now, Panda still functions as it always did. It needs manual data pushes for it to update. What this is a step towards it going into real time. Once it gets into real time, that means that exactly what you said, at any time you will be able to suffer and recover from a Panda hit once it goes real time. Again, just to clarify, this was not a refresh of Panda. This was not them pushing manual data. This was simply them assimilating it into the main algorithm. But what I believe this is a step towards it going real time and allowing for just that situation. Great question. Should content be updated and/or removed to meet Panda standards? Absolutely. A lot of content strategies, involve going back and updating and optimizing old content. Sometimes that's been strategies where it's the only strategy where, you kind of teach your content writers how to optimize and they optimize going forward. You always want to make SEO part of your process. But absolutely, if you feel you have old content that is hurting you, definitely before you remove it, see if you can update and optimize it to bring it up to standards. If you feel it's short or you feel it's very, it's very thin, if it's only a sentence or two. But at the end of the day, you should always be checking in on your old content. So, keep going. In your opinion, what does the Panda assimilation say about the state of content marketing? Great question. I think what this says is that it's Google putting even more chips down on the table that content is important to them and that having a content strategy in place and having content regularly added to your site and fresh new content regularly added to your site is more and more important. From there, you know, content marketing is new to a lot of people. I talk to a lot of clients who, are just getting, just dipping their toes in it. They've been doing good so far, but really just having a holistic strategy around it. I think this is Google furthering that play and making people, making people really think about having a full-blown content marketing program or bringing someone in to help them have a full content marketing program in-house. That's a great question. I think it just strengthens the case for content marketers, for what they're doing, for creating a plan, getting the people involved, having a governance in there, and then making that process repeatable. That's what everyone should be doing, and this is just further proof, in my opinion, that you need a content marketing strategy in place. We have time for two more questions. What are some of the factors that could have led to us falling in rankings as a result of the latest update? That's a good question. So much like the last quality update, which is really what this was, back in May, it affects a broad spectrum of factors. I can't list off factors that it would be. No one knows that, exactly what factors it affects. But normally when they say quality, is the quality of your overall site. So I would look into the type of content you have. I would look into your site architecture, your page speed, all the SEO 101 type things, and see if they're all up to snuff. And then if you feel that they aren't, that's pretty, that's a good sign of that's where you should start. We have time for one more. So, do you think, this is a good one, this is actually a little bit more of a technical, do you think the Penguin delay was largely due to their AI developments? In essence, links will be devalued as content and engagement are measured more accurately and effectively. That is a good question. I do believe that it was due to them working on RankBrain and getting that fully assimilated. They say it's the holidays, and that could be it too. People want to take off around the holidays. They want to be with their families. We all give so much time to our jobs. I think that at that time they got RankBrain into the algorithm and they were testing it and they were making sure it was working. And I think they just ran out of time. And I just don't think it was as polished as they wanted it to be. Do I think that they push it out and tested it in the wild? Absolutely. I think that, whether it was in America or somewhere else in the world, you always see chatter. Mozcast is always hot on some days, and you're wondering what they're doing. I think that they've pushed out and tested it, and I just don't think that they've liked the results yet. So I think they're not just going to push something out and then dial it back up and down and up and down, which is what they historically do. I think that they're just looking to release something that's in good shape. So, thank you, everybody who attended. I really appreciate it. Have a great month. I would love to see you next month, so don't forget to sign up for next month's 30-30 on the top right. You'll definitely receive a copy of this recording in your email tomorrow to everyone who attended. Again, if you have any questions, there were a lot of questions here we didn't get to. I apologize. If you have a question, please feel free to email me, p.reinhart@conductor.com. I will get back to each and every one of you. Have a great day, and we'll see you next month.